Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Our economy is booming. Job growth in 2018 averaged 220,000 new jobs each month. 419,000 workers have come back to work. The labor force participation rate is up to 63%. Wages are up an average of 3.2%. Unemployment for blacks, Hispanics, and women at a historic low. Manufacturing added 32,000 new jobs in December. And the elite said, no hope for manufacturing. How about that? Well, finally, high school graduates without college are being recruited by corporations to come to work. It's about time. Big companies complaining about not having enough qualified workers. They have finally come to understand if you need help, recruit and train. I love it. A lot of young people that were having a hard time are now in demand. We should be delighted that our economy is firing on all cylinders. So what is there for us to worry about? Well, the answer is our national debt. Our debt as a percent of gross domestic product is 77.7%. Japan's is 155%. Italy's 118%. And China's could be even higher than ours. But the reckless fiscal policies of Greece all but bankrupt that country. The European Union bailed them out. Our national debt is $22 trillion and will be rising by at least another trillion each year as we look ahead. Now here's what Robert Samuelson, a respected economist that writes for the Washington Post, had to say. I quote, "It is conventional wisdom in Washington that Republican addiction to tax cuts are mainly responsible for the huge budget deficit." Well, that is at best a half-truth. Democrats are equally responsible because they refuse to come to grips with the massive spending on retirement and health care. Ended quote. In December 2012, six years ago, on my radio show, I quoted Samuelson. Here's what his Washington Post column at that time had to say. "It's a welfare state, stupid." Well, he's right. We can't afford to keep shoving money out the door that we don't have. There are steps that can be taken to control spending and raise more taxes. Won't be easy. Politicians won't get elected if they take anything away. And today, all the talk in this town is Green New Deal socialism. And that guarantees more debt. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.